Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. This is another podcast in our Integration Heart of the Digital Economy podcast series, where we will learn more about how organizations use integration technologies to integrate data and applications to compete in the data-driven digital economy. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Principal Product Marketing Director at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Craig Mikus, Senior Director, Integration Cloud Platform at Oracle. Welcome, Craig. So blockchain technology is definitely being hyped and seen as a disruptive technology. What are blockchains and why are they one of the hottest technologies talked about today?
Well, great place to start. So what is a blockchain? In the simplest terms, blockchains are a series of secure transactions between two parties called a block. These blocks are then linked together and stored on multiple machines on the same network in what's called a distributed ledger. But let me try to conceptualize this with an analogy of Legos. Right? Each Lego piece is a block of information based on transactions between two parties. Right? It all starts with a business process. So for example, a customer buys your product, which is made to order overseas in China. Right? When that product is built, it gets inspected and then shipped to your store in the U.S., first by boat, then by truck. When it arrives to your store, it gets inspected again, and the customer picks it up. So in this example, the process starts with the order. Your first Lego block will contain all the information about the initial order. And every time a new transaction occurs across this business process, so when it's inspected, when it's shipped, and so forth, you snap on a new Lego piece. Pretty soon, you're going to be snapping on more and more of these Lego pieces. So by the end of the process, you're going to have a Lego wall. Right? So this Lego wall will contain blocks of information for every transaction in that business process, all linked together. Now, let's take it a step further. Right? You have 300 friends on Facebook. All of them belong to your blockchain network. As you snap on these new Lego pieces, every one of your 300 friends are going to get a new copy of their very own Lego wall. So you don't have one wall. Right now, you're really going to have 301 Lego walls all over the place. And this is key. If anybody tampers with any block in the Lego wall, all the other 300 friends are going to realize that mismatch, and they're going to invalidate the change immediately. Right? In my experience, just getting 10 friends to agree on anything is impossible, let alone 300. So it's practically impossible to alter or hack into a blockchain. And this is exactly what blockchains are doing. Instead of a Lego wall, you're building what's called a distributed ledger, which is connecting all of these transactions and then storing the data in multiple computers across the network called nodes. And it's pretty much impossible to make any changes to the data without invalidating the blockchain. So blockchains are basically a distributed architecture in Nevada. Everyone on the network has a complete immutable history of every block and the latest world state. So just to summarize, in simplest terms, blockchains are a series of secure transactions between multiple parties linked together and stored in what's called distributed ledger across multiple machines on the same network.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I really like the analogy to Lego blocks. It also makes me think of my five-year-old and all the hours we spend together playing Legos or when I've stepped on them. But tell me, Craig, why is everyone hyping blockchains?
Well, good question. And no doubt, blockchains are one of the most hyped and exciting technologies out there today, and for good reasons. So to answer your question, it's important to understand the problem that blockchains are solving. I like to call these problems our three T's: transparency, trust, and traceability. So let me start with transparency. Blockchains provide complete transparency. Everyone who has permission to be on the blockchain, regardless of where you are, can access the information in blockchains real time. Second one is trust. Blockchains ensure trust and security through secured, tamper-proof, digitally signed transaction records. So every party on the blockchain can trust the information. Everyone on the blockchain has been identified or authenticated and authorized to be on that blockchain, and the information cannot be altered, and it's physically stored on multiple computers or nodes on the blockchain network. So think of your Facebook friends, right? In today's day of hackers and fake news, it's critical we establish trust across members of the blockchain and make it impossible to alter or edit historical transactions. And the third one is traceability. Blockchains provide traceability of transactions all the way back to the source. This is critical as it basically provides an audit trail of all transactions. So the three T's become very important in terms of the value propositions of blockchains. So let's look at an example. A major food retailer wants to leverage blockchain technology for their farm-to-store business process around specific vegetables. So So the food retailer calls on all the parties in this farm-to-store business process chain and uploads the data, you know, asks them to upload the data to the corporate blockchain ledger. First, they connect all the transactions together from the grower to the inspector to the packers, right, to the shippers, and finally to the store where you and I will be purchasing the vegetables. By doing so, everyone will have complete transparency to that farm-to-store business process. Number two, blockchains ensure the trust and the security of the data as it can't be tampered on the blockchain. And then blockchains, number three, blockchains will ensure complete traceability along this process chain to provide real-time view into that transaction, into the process. So in the old cumbersome process before blockchains, you know, it might take 7 days to gather and reconcile all this information. But by using blockchain technology, anyone on the blockchain can query the data and have complete access to that lifecycle data in less than 7 seconds. So think about it, 7 days to about 7 seconds. That's incredible value. And so why is this important? Let's say that there's a foodborne illness due to tainted produce. Members of the blockchain can now track down the root cause of the problems and act immediately, and quite possibly save some lives or future sickness. So the business benefits are fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a great story and example. So the food industry will be an obvious user of blockchains. I actually recently read that IDC predicts blockchains spend to go from around $900 million in 2017 to just under $10 billion in 5 years. Do you agree? And what other industries benefit from blockchains?
Well, let me put it this way. Any company that has data and business processes in a B2B or B2C business model is a great candidate for blockchain technology. So I can't foretell the actual future spend like IDC. I completely agree that blockchains have the potential to be huge, and we're absolutely seeing a lot of momentum with many of our customers around blockchain technologies. And we fully expect, you know, for the spending for blockchains to continue over the next 5 years. So I absolutely agree with what IDC is saying. Now, with that said, there are obvious industries that, with, you know, that are early adapters in blockchain technology, and we're already starting to see investments today. For example, the agriculture. I just talked about the farm-to-store business process. Food provenance and quality tracking are key drivers for this industry. Second industry is financial services are investing heavily in blockchains. Some good use cases are around interbank payments and cross-border loans, corporate B2B payments, financing, credit checks. Invoice factoring and AR factoring, they're all great use cases that are, you know, for the, you know, the financial services industry. The third industry, manufacturing, is a really big one, especially across, you know, where their supply chains, which require third-party transportation logistics, where manufacturers are highly regulated and need to trace parts and components all the way back to their source, especially if something goes wrong, you know, with their products, much like the vegetable example we just used. Healthcare is another big example of an industry investing in blockchains. Some of the key use cases, electronic health records across multiple doctors and patients, anti-counterfeit tracking and tracing for drugs, integration with IoT devices, right, monitoring the health of the patient. Energy, we're even working with a solar energy company right now using blockchains to track large projects that cross multiple parties. So I can go on and on. Pretty much any company with data and business processes across multiple parties are ripe for blockchains. Now, one point I do want to emphasize, it's not just about industry-specific use cases. Companies need to think about their own internal processes and where they interact with third parties. Good example, every company out there has a recruiting and onboarding process. A candidate submits a resume, and assuming the candidate is qualified, the employee sets up a series of interviews, and eventually, you know, we'll make the offer. Along the way, companies want to verify information with third parties like candidate's work history, you know, maybe college graduation, where confirm where they went to college, set up credit checks, and so forth. A lot of moving parts across multiple parties, and the blockchain technology is perfect for these use cases while providing those three T's that I talked about, transparency, trust, and traceability.
So, Craig, I understand you run the solution engineering practice for integration at Oracle. How does integration play into blockchains?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, blockchains are focused on connecting transactions across business processes and storing this information in distributed ledgers across potentially hundreds or thousands of computers. With that said, blockchains are not a replacement for your internal systems, your ERP systems, your HCM systems, your CRM systems, your supply chain systems, and especially not going to replace your financial systems. Everybody needs to think of blockchain technology as an extension of your back-end systems. They complement your transaction systems. They do not replace them. So let me put this another way. Companies will always store their specific information and data in their enterprise systems for their own operations and reporting. So as companies start to develop blockchain-specific applications, they need to access their enterprise systems of records, and they need the ability to either push or pull their corporate data into or from their blockchains. So, key takeaway for everyone listening, as you start to formulate your blockchain strategies, it's critical and crucial to link your blockchain strategy to your integration strategy. And by integration, I'm referring to both your application integration strategy as well as your API strategy. So let's look at an example, much like the order example that I talked about earlier. You're an e-business suite customer and someone places an order in your system. This order can automatically load from EBS to your blockchain and you don't have to write any code. You know, the event could also be published, published notifications to everyone on your blockchain, including your shippers. So when the product gets shipped, potentially from overseas, everyone, including the customer, can have access to those transactions. And if by chance there are any issues with the product, depending on how you set up the blockchain, everyone will be able to trace their records from the point of sale all the way back to the parts inventory and the suppliers that you bought it from. So it's critical to integrate your blockchain data with your back-end systems. And to help you rapidly integrate these systems, Oracle is investing heavily in our integration platform by providing lots of pre-built connectors, adapters, and accelerators. And what's really exciting is that we are the only company on the planet that delivers both back-end transaction systems like your ERP and financials and supply chain systems, as well as an enterprise-grade blockchain platform. And then it enables you to integrate these systems through our integration cloud platform. So it's very exciting and very powerful.
Yeah, Craig, I definitely agree. This is very powerful, and I can see why there is so much hype around this technology. So as we get close to the end, can you just share a little bit more detail on Oracle's blockchain platform?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, Oracle provides an enterprise-grade blockchain platform built on top of the Linux Foundation's Hyperledger Fabric. It's a cloud offering with all the underlying infrastructure and dependencies that you need to build your very own blockchain. And the platform includes a bunch of services like the membership services for adding new members and the necessary security, smart contracts, which govern the blockchain and leverages our own container technology, ordering services, which orchestrates the transactions as blocks are created, event and notification services, monitoring tools under one single cloud console, and a whole lot more. And in addition, as I said, we offer plug-and-play accelerators and connectors and adapters to our back-end applications as well as third-party applications as well. All these capabilities make it extremely quick and easy for you to build and manage your own blockchains. And I'd also like just to mention quickly that Oracle is building a bunch of blockchain applications that sit right under our Oracle SaaS apps, which are going to provide pre-built integration to our blockchain platform right out of the box. These apps are going to include common use cases such as track and trace and provenance identification, warranty and usage, and a whole lot more. So again, Oracle is making a huge investment in blockchain technology to help our customers.
Wow, that's great. So as we wrap up, are there any final words you'd like to share with our audience today?
Sure, absolutely. Blockchains are really exciting, and we're just getting started. We have to wait and see if the hype around the blockchains will be more important than the internet revolution. But there's one thing's for sure. There is huge business benefits that blockchains can provide, especially when considering the problems that blockchains are solving. And specifically, the ability to connect these transactions across multiple processes, or what I've been calling a process chain, while providing the three T's, transparency, trust, and traceability. Now, if you're interested to learn more about our blockchains, please visit oracle.com/blockchains and see how Oracle is investing heavily into our blockchain platform and realize the quick and easy business benefits of being part of this blockchain revolution. So again, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you, Craig, for being here today. I've learned a great deal from our conversation, and I hope our listeners have as well. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us. If you want to catch other podcasts in the series, please visit oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.